Welcome to Spec Spotlight, a show that takes a look at interesting people in and around the Metro Detroit area. I'm David E. Young, and my guest for this show is entrepreneur and inventor Eldon Parsons. I caught up with Parsons at the local Golf Hall of Fame in Jackson, Michigan, where he told me about his latest invention.
I love to play golf, but due to the ravages of time, it was a painful experience to play golf, so I came up with Big Blaster Golf, which reduces golf to chipping and putting.
He went on to describe it.
It looks like a regular golf bag with a clear acrylic tube sticking out of it. It has an air tank, a cordless air compressor, and a gauge on-off valve to control the air, shut off the air to the tank, pump it up to 40 pounds, quickly release the valve, and the ball goes approximately 300 yards.
I asked what inspired him to create Big Blaster Golf.
The old saying, necessity is the mother of invention. I've had thumb joints replaced, a bulge disc in my back, and had my right knee replaced.
As to who would be able to benefit most from it, he said,
well, anyone that has lower back problems, that love to play golf, but they've quit. People that have hand problems, knee problems, shoulder problems, anything that that a golf swing aggravates, they can still walk and putt and chip. They can play Big Blaster Golf.
I asked him how he turned it from an idea into a usable product.
Experimentation, trial and error, and I guess it still is an ongoing process to strive to make the product better, and it's convenient. It's portable, and I think it would be great for anybody that has any physical impairment.
In case you're just joining us, this is Spec Spotlight. I'm David E. Young, and my guest for today's show is entrepreneur and inventor Eldon Parsons. After Parsons told me about his latest invention, Big Blaster Golf, he told me that securing a patent was fairly easy.
Basically, I did it all myself. You know, there's so much information out there on the internet via books, you know, and it's easy to do a patent now.
I asked what advice he has for other entrepreneurs and inventors.
Just keep trucking. Keep on trying. You have a dream, try to dream it, and a lot of work, and it will come true.
As to whether he'll be focusing on new inventions or not, he said,
you never can tell. I haven't thought of any other than just improving on this product.
He then went into some of the challenges he's faced along the way.
After I got the initial idea of air powering the ball, I thought to myself, well, how are we going to do this? We have to have an air tank. We have to have a barrel. The air compressor I found at a major department store. The valve I found at one of the big box stores, and was just a matter of trying various lengths on the barrel, various sizes on the tank, tried two or three different air compressors. The manufacturer, the one that I have now, is working with me and trying to come up with an even better, quieter one than I have now.
He even found a company to make the custom golf bags.
Well, matter of fact, I went to some golf shows last winter and came up with one out in Colorado, called themselves a Great Divide. It's a good bag. They're in the process of building a prototype that will be even better than the one I have now, made specifically for my golf apparatus. The way it is now, I have to take a normal bag and cut the dividers out of it and do a couple other modifications and then install my golf unit.
When asked if he had any last words for those who might want to know more, he said,
it is accurate. You can go out and if you're a good chipper and putter, you can play par golf.
I'd like to thank entrepreneur and inventor Eldon Parsons for being a guest on Spec Spotlight. Spec Spotlight is heard daily on this radio station and is a production of the students of Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts. I'm David E. Young. Thanks for listening.